¡Órale!
¡Sí, señor!
Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP podcast. This is Memorial Day weekend, everybody. We're on YouTube. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. We're on Google. We're all over the place, everybody. I am Jorge Giorgio
Martín. Weekend.
Memorial Day, everybody. Primos Ricky Torres, Hector Reyes. ¿Cómo estamos, boys?
What up?
Yeah, we're good. Fantastic. We're good.
Fantastico.
Oh man, yeah, getting the 3-day weekend. So we're recording this so that you guys can enjoy it on Memorial Day. Hopefully, sipping a beer, maybe eating some carne asada. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So please make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Familia FFB, as well as our Familia FFB Facebook page and our FamiliaFFB.com website. So guys, as I mentioned, we're recording this on Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, first, we want to give a shout out to all our familia who have been who have served or continue to serve. My brother-in-law, Joe Medeiros, compa, you're loving you. Yeah. I hope you're doing well out in Virginia. Hector, your pops?
Yeah, my pops served back in the 60s, a couple of years in the Army. Absolutely.
Dang, 60 years ago. Crazy.
Man. Tio Chava served. Tio Mike served. And Ricky, your brother, Mikey.
My brother, Mikey, in the Marines. Hoorah.
Oh, shout out to him out in Inglaterra, in England.
Yeah,
my brother, Kyle, our artist for our Familia FFB logo, as well as you know, our primo Mikey and his son-in-law Coley. So, you know, so many branches are in there, but really, guys, I mean, how cool is that? I mean, some of them, you know, were born in other countries and came here and decided to serve and still make this their country. I mean, how cool is that?
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool, but I mean, we have so many people in the military for our family. I mean, we're huge, so I guess that's what's going to happen. But yeah, happy Memorial Day to you all.
We're definitely proud of all.
Gracias.
Wearing a cap, yes, but absolutely. You know, salud to them, and you know, enjoy Memorial Day. Thank you, everybody, for your service. Thank you for walking on that wall and being there and protecting our country and making this the best country. God, gracias. Cannot thank you all enough.
Mm-hmm. One question, Georgie. Sure. How do you say England in Spanish?
Inglaterra.
Inglaterra.
Yeah. And when it's funny, when I was a kid, I thought Inglaterra meant Germany. Because it had the G in it, and it was actually, and Germany is Alemania, so
Alemania, so yeah, like Alemany High School,
yeah, just like Alemany, Bishop Alemany High School, you know, Indians, Warriors, whatever
there you go. Are,
alumni, class of 85. Orale, orale.
I didn't know you went there too.
There you go.
Oh yeah, I was. Let's see.
Alemany.
Junior was the first one. Margie was number two. Your dad was number three. Poncho was number four. I was number five. Out of all of that, I think we're up over 20 something that have gone to Alemany. So, ay Dios
mio. Wow.
Ay Dios mio. So, oh,
we own that school.
Cool.
They should have a whole section.
Our tuition built something there.
Yeah, exactly. We should at least own a brick or something in the church.
Yeah, totally.
Probably in the old building, the old Alemany.
Ay Dios mio. But hey, guys, let's get into some chisme.
Cheese man!
Aaron Rodgers, boys. Aaron Rodgers. You know, he kept talking about the people. It's about the people. And you know what? We've touched on this before. Do the quarterbacks, I really think the quarterbacks are starting to want to be kind of like the NBA players, where those guys are calling their shot. They want a seat at the table.
As they should be.
And it looks like they're willing to leave their teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, kind of like
I've been saying this for a long time, and I think there was a shift. Like, after – it almost seems like after – even after Kobe, like, there was, like, this, like, shift now. In my opinion, the mentality is, like, I have enough money. I'm being paid enough money, And I have my social media followers and I have endorsement deals with all these companies. I don't need a championship. You know, I think these guys are on that level now. And it's just like, you know what?
I don't know if they're saying I don't need a championship.
I mean, that's the way it seems to me. I mean, because
they're saying I don't need to be at home.
Well, I mean, we've heard stories, and I can't think of any off the top of my head, but you hear guys that are just only going to the money. Like, you know what? Wherever they're only following the money, and it's just like, why would you go to that team? You know they're not gonna, you know you're not gonna win, but they're paying you a crap ton of cash. It's like it's clear in many instances that guys are taking the money and saying, like, you know what? I'm probably not gonna win a championship, but I don't care because I'm going where the money is. So that's all I'm saying is that you never saw that 10, 20 years ago, never. But these days, there's so much money, especially with NFL quarterbacks. They make more than anybody, right? It's crazy.
But if you're a top 10 quarterback, it's like, yeah, you can pick where you want to throw and become a top 5 quarterback all of a sudden. Look at Tom Brady. Look at what Aaron Rodgers is thinking.
I think Russell Wilson's looking like he wants to do that. Either he wants them to, they want those guys to either improve their situation because they looked, Tom Brady, how many of those people did he bring on himself? And then all of a sudden he wins a Super Bowl.
Buddies.
He brings in his buddies.
We talked about it. Antonio Brown, Gronk, they got TDs in the Super Bowl. Like, it's like resets. You throw touchdowns to your friends.
And that's the thing. And that's the thing, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, I think he's kind of tired of the fact that they keep not giving him weapons. They worked on the defense a little bit. They gave him a great offensive line. Obviously they took care of Davante Adams, but they haven't added that other weapon. And what he did, he made other guys better. He made Alan Lazard better. He made Robert Tonyan a top 5 tight end last year. You know, I think he just got tired of for a lot of things. And you could see that in the Kenny Mayne interview. He was pissed that they didn't bring on that they drafted Jordan Love and didn't tell him about it. And to me, I'd be pissed too, because what did he do to deserve that? What did he did nothing to deserve that.
Not only did they not tell him, but they also didn't help him. So it's like it was like a stab in the back and then like with a twist, right? Because, you know, you got to tell the guy, this is your franchise guy. This is the guy that leads your team. Not only do you keep him in the dark, but then you also don't help him to bolster the offense. That's, you know, the more you think about it, the more it's just like, that's like a raw deal, man. Like, what are they really doing over there in Green Bay? I don't get it.
Maybe they were worried that he wasn't, I don't know. That he just wasn't going to sign already. I don't know. We don't know Aaron Rodgers behind the scenes. We don't know if they know that if they would have told him about it, he would have complained and not signed a new deal. So maybe it was a tough spot, but I don't know. It's Aaron Rodgers. He wants out of that small city.
But like, where is he going to go? I mean, there's talking about Denver. Is Denver better without him? Is Denver how much better is,
with
is
them? Denver, Denver's is, always better Denver's. With a quarterback that they didn't draft.
I meant to say
what Peyton Manning did.
Yeah, I meant to say, are they a better team than Green Bay is if he just stays? So that's the big question.
No, only because it'd be a new team. But, I mean, they got good running game. They got really good wide receivers and a good tight end. So, I mean, he's got the weapons. I just don't think they – I don't know. It takes chemistry before that. They're not like last year's Bucks, you know?
Yeah, and exactly. Because Cortland Sutton's good. He's not Mike Evans. He's not on the Mike Evans, Chris Godwin level. So I'd rather see, hey, go in with the office and be like, look, okay, maybe you're not going to fire the guy. Okay, fine. But I want a seat at the table. And I think you got to give it to him. He is the one guy in the building that's going to do that.
It's all business. Like I said, it's, you know, why shouldn't a guy like that have that much, you know, have that bargaining chip, have the ability to caution, you know, it's not like, you know, back in the old days, you know, like with Jordan and stuff like, you know, it was understood that, you know, we're not going to I'm not gonna have a say. We're gonna do whatever we want. Reinsdorf and you know all that drama that
went
down.
But what if he adds that on his price tag? What if he's like, hey, since I helped you guys draft and you took my counseling, you owe me $5 million a year. What if he did that?
Well,
you know what I mean. I feel like there's so many things that get thrown in there, and it's just a crappy situation. That unfortunately, you got to take emotion out of it.
He definitely
sure, of course.
I mean, do they actually give him more money? I think they'll make him the highest paid per year, you know, for however many years they add on to his contract. I mean, they'll take care of that. I don't think that's gonna be a problem. But yeah, I want this.
Why not use that money to get something, right? I mean, if he wants all these weapons and he wants help, why would they just give him more money if that's not gonna get it done? If he needs receivers and he needs, you know, yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Didn't Tom Brady do that? He took like a massive pay cut so he can get all these guys over there on a Super Bowl. So
yeah.
Why doesn't Aaron Rodgers do that? You know what I'm saying? I know. Brady.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's jump to the next one. Julio Jones. You know, that whole thing. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Hold on. Let's just say you have on here Julio Jones goes on Undisputed. He was kind of like, he did not know he was on the show. He was just called. He called Shannon Sharp, and Shannon Sharp put him on speaker. I don't think he knew he was live.
That's calculated. That's.
You think so? Because I thought before that, Shannon Sharp called him. Shannon Sharp called him, and then he didn't pick up, so he called him back. But.
Right.
I don't know.
Think of the timing. Think of the timing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think you made a comment about it too, George, about like you have, being journalism rule number one, you have to know, like, you know, you have to say when you're recording somebody or something. You made comment, something like that.
Yeah, in California
there's
law.
There's no way. There's.
But didn't the girl say something while he was on? Like,
that's the thing. She wanted to say, you know, are you're on live?
Yeah, does he know who's on? Yeah. So that's where I'm like,
yeah, I don't buy it.
You think it was planned?
If look, of course.
I think he would have been more politically correct about the Cowboys and all that had he known.
I think Shannon like, Sharp.
If they're friends, then Julio Jones knows what Shannon Sharp's schedule is. Like, hey man, what are you doing today? Oh, at 4 o'clock, I'm recording the show. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
they're guys, you know, they bro. They don't know. Talk. I mean, they're friends. They're not. Then like he hasn't.
If they don't talk, how's he just randomly calling them? Just like, hey man, I'm gonna call
Julio. No, Jones. Because like, I guess right. Shannon Sharp called him, and then
right.
he didn't pick up. So Julio Jones called him back, and he just picks up and answers the phone.
But he knew it was Shannon TV. Sharp. It's not like. Julio
but how does he know like, Shannon Sharp's not on a break or something? Did someone just call me?
No way. No way.
He knew it was Shannon Sharp, but he didn't know Shannon Sharp was live on the air.
Dude, if you have a show, Ricky, and you record, you know, if you have a very popular show.
I do have a show.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. But I'm saying if you record, which I'm sure they're on a schedule. These guys record their show, I'm sure, like the same time every day or whatever their schedule is. Julio Jones is going to know that because that's going to come up in conversation. These guys chat. Oh, I'm doing my show today, man. Call me after. You know, at least at some Julio Jones connects the dots and says, okay, Shannon Sharp records his show at such and such a time. And so if my phone rings during that time, which they've talked about, and he knows, wait a minute, I'm talking to this guy on the phone. This is the time they record the show. I might be on the show right now. Or they planned it ahead of time and say, hey, man, I'm going to call you when you're recording your show. Let's pretend that I don't know anything, and I'm just going to talk smack and, you know, put some pressure on, you know, on the Falcons. Could have done that. Absolutely could have done.
We're debating way too long about the least football thing about this whole.
Well, where do we want to see him, Ricky? You start with where you want to see him. I know
you want to hear me say the Chargers, but I don't care for him. The Chargers are sick without him. Plus, he's always injured. I feel like if he went to the Chargers, we're going to see him for 2 weeks. And then he's going to come back week 14, 15, and then be out for the rest of the year. So, honestly. So
what if you could get 17 games out of him on the other side of Keenan Allen?
I mean, that sounds delicious.
Damn.
But I don't think that's what you're getting with them. You're getting a high paycheck because someone's got to eat up that contract. So the only one dumb enough is the Cowboys.
Oh, but the Cowboys got all the, they, it's not, no, Primo, no, 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 not the Cowboys.
I mean, dumb enough to get all that money. I don't see the Ravens having a good enough team to take Julio because he's not going to, even if he gets the ball thrown to him, it's Lamar Jackson. The team's going to be more about running than throwing. Why go to the Patriots? Why go to the Niners? That place is crowded and they don't even know who's going to throw the ball this year. He wants to win now. So I like the Colts.
The Colts are interesting.
Maybe the Titans. But I don't like Tannehill. I mean, if you're Julio Jones, you want everything about you, but you still want to win a Super Bowl. So it's like, go to the Colts. They're going to be a throwing team.
The Tannehill, you don't love Tannehill. Tannehill
is reliant on Derrick Henry
and AJ Brown, but he uses AJ Brown. He uses AJ Brown. Well, that's fine. That's fine.
I know you do. You also like not.
I love Tannehill, and I think George. Right, I think George and I are on the same page that Tannehill is. We see him as a little bit differently than what you do, Rick. You see him as like trash, and I think George and I kind of actually think he's a kind of a talented guy.
Won't be drafting him today. I'll tell you that.
Ooh, the thing with Tannehill, I mean, I think one of the things that you pointed out last season, he is not great against great defenses, but he's killer.
He's not good when they're behind. He can't catch you back up.
There was a game against the Colts. That was a shootout, and he came up huge in that game.
Shootout.
Yeah.
But he can't, as soon as they're behind, like if Derrick Henry can't, because Derrick Henry can't catch up from behind because running takes a while, so they're relying on Tannehill, then Tannehill can't do it when everyone knows he's coming. But if everyone's scared of Derrick Henry running, Tannehill, could throw his little short ones that what's his name takes for 100 yards easily, and that's why Tannehill looks so good. But you take away Derrick Henry.
But then what does Julio Jones bring to the table? Does Julio Jones change the dynamic?
I don't think Julio Jones is that great.
You don't think so?
I don't.
I'm not saying you're going to dry it.
Is going to be drafted late second round no matter where he goes.
Okay. I think the ADP says he's in the third round right now. But
His draft stock's going to go up, but no. He should go to a team with like 3 wide receivers already just so that he doesn't have to work as hard. But unfortunately, I feel like if a team's going to be paying him that much money, they're going to put him to work.
And they should. They should.
Imagine if he went to the Rams. That would be perfect for him because the Rams have good options and a great quarterback. They still have Woods, right? They have Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, but they don't have Julio. They don't have a lot of space under the cap. They're really
that's why it's
somebody who's got money. That's the teams that I listed on the Google Doc. They're the teams that have some money.
And even then, though, it's like it's just the Colts and the Titans that I think look appealing to him.
Yeah, I say he lands in the Titans. I say he lands in the Titans.
The Colts and Titans could be pretty interesting, especially if they know they're bidding against each other.
Yeah,
that would be, you know, two teams in the same division. I'd love to see that.
But they have to give up something though too. So it's all about what do they give up?
What's his ADP right now? I'm looking. He's in the fourth round right now. ADP.
Damn.
Early fourth round, 12 team league. So
I would just avoid him in general.
Well, let's do one last one before we found out Todd Gurley. You guys know my love for him. So the lead member of the Gurley Man Club in the familia, he paid a visit to Detroit, and all of a sudden, all Twitter was going crazy. DeAndre Swift is getting devalued and everything like that. How much does his value take a hit if he signs? To me, I think the fact that he hasn't signed is a big indication that he's probably not going to sign. But Todd Gurley
Gurley. He's a backup.
Yeah.
Backup.
Does he take enough carries away from DeAndre Swift?
No. Because eventually DeAndre Swift's going to sink or swim. And that's it.
Is he a goal line option? Is Gurley going to be able to vulture some TDs away from Swift? Are they going to maybe use him in that way? Possibly.
I think he could. Just kind of like kind of like the way Adrian Peterson got used last year. I mean, it's obviously a different offense.
Let's not compare Gurley to AP. That crossed my mind, but that's only because they're both old. But AP's like really old, and Gurley's like still young old, which is sad. But
young old?
Yeah. How old's Gurley?
Gurley's 26.
Yeah, he's young old. He's where you start thinking, okay, he's on the decline. Yeah, to where AP should have been on the decline a while ago, but he's like steady, so he's old. But he's good old.
I get it. Understood.
I'd rather have AP than Gurley on my team, like in real life.
It could be. Hey, you never know. You might see AP on.
I don't want either of them in fantasy.
No, right. You definitely don't. Definitely don't. Yeah, well, I don't think he's gonna hurt. Well, let's look ahead to fantasy. Now, Ricky, you've got your very first complete startup Superflex dynasty draft, right?
Yes, so excited to draft in June.
So we've got a draft where the roster configuration is one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, one tight end, two flex positions, and one super flex position. And you go 14 picks. We're going to do six on this one, and we're going to draft 14 bench. Yeah, that's bench. Right. Sorry. We're going to, you know, be your angels on your shoulders, your angelitos. So your angel guardianes. So we will do that to you.
I need brujos. I don't need angels.
We're going to be brujos for you. We are totally going to be brujos for you.
We are going to provide you a grand service, Rick, and help you.
All right. So I am going to, let me make the screen bigger.
I have this great website I'm looking at that's telling me like the age of everybody. I'm like, this is awesome.
Let me see. All right, so you're in slot number nine, and it's 12 teams, right, Ricky?
Yes. Make sure that you have a lot of time between rounds because we're.
Oh yeah, it's the timer is off. The timer is off.
Timer's off.
All right, so you're picking number nine. All right, do you guys see the?
Let me get in my
draft is loading. Eight picks until your turn. Here we go.
Let's see
who they pick.
Herbocalypse, I like that one.
So went Mahomes one, McCaffrey two. All right.
Dun, dun, dun. And away we go.
They quit.
Why isn't that doing it automatically?
Is this a computer or real people?
Computer.
It's supposed to be against.
What happens if you push that skip button, George? Does it skip like all the way down?
Let me.
Or does that skip a pick like the next picker?
Let's see.
So is it us?
Why is it?
No way.
Why is it? Okay, it went. Patrick cool. Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey, Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley, Lamar Jackson, Dalvin Cook, Devontae Adams, Josh Allen. So Ricky,
Josh Allen got to eight, huh?
Josh Allen got to eight.
There's no way Jackson gets drafted before Josh Allen. Just in general, in my eyes.
Okay.
That's 1,000 yards rushing, Primo. That's 1,000 yards rushing.
People are saying next season's a big regression year for Josh Allen's, theoretically.
Who would you rather have? I mean, what's the shelf life of each?
Well, for Dynasty, yeah, you're taking Josh Allen first.
Well, the big thing, neither one has taken a big hit. Actually, I feel like Josh Allen is more of an option to take that big hit because of the way he runs than Lamar Jackson.
You think because Josh Allen takes hits?
Yeah, kind of like Cam Newton used to take hits.
Mm-hmm.
Got, so Ricky, who,
They don't take hits anymore.
Ricky, who do you like with your next pick?
I gotta get Kyler.
Kyler Murray. I knew you were gonna take that.
You gotta get Kyler. Interesting. Four quarterbacks already went. I'm not gonna get Herbert, so I might as well get that guy. And he's very, very young.
All right. So it went after Kyler, it went Kamara, Tyreek Hill, Dak Prescott, DK Metcalf, Cam Akers, and Derrick Henry. We were talking about this off camera that Derrick Henry was going to go after Cam Akers, Ricky.
Exactly.
You called that one.
And literally sudden, right after. Yeah, exactly. I think, yeah, Rick said that. The guru, Rick.
Here it goes. So you got the suggestions. Do you now? You've already got a quarterback.
Now I just want to let you guys know real quick. Kyler Murray is only 23. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson, 24, Josh Allen, 25. So I feel good going that young because I don't think Kyler is the type to take a big hit. He's very elusive.
And he
throws really quick, so he gets out of trouble that way.
True.
And also, I feel like they're trying to build a team around him. They're not just messing around. So I feel solid with that. I really hope that that happens in real life. Because I don't want to get stuck with Dak Prescott. Fool's like 27 years old. That's like 35 in football talk.
With a reconstructed whatever he had reconstructed, leg, ankle, knee, whatever Prescott had.
So, Ricky, who
mentality.
Do you think?
Who do I think?
Who are you looking at? Who do you? Who would you pick in the next one? So are you going to go running back, receiver? Right, yeah, pick. We're back.
We're getting back to Herbert. Your pick. We're getting Herbert.
You're going back to back. You're going QB back to back.
Yeah,
he's I'm going back to back.
I am getting 2 23-year-old quarterbacks that are going to lead 2 young franchises for the next decade.
That's your flex spot, right? The QB flex.
Love
spot.
It.
That's Love my it. Super flex. Yeah.
So you're locked in on quarterback now. The two tight ends went.
I know who I want next.
Okay, so we've got quarterback
there. No.
What tab do you want me to look at?
Now, I want you to look at tight end.
Okay.
Well, you're gonna go Darren Waller.
Or do you go to Pitts?
I want Pitts.
Woo-hoo! Ooh,
nice pick.
First skill player. Ay, Dios mío. That's
you got to think. You got to think. And I'm going to go look at the age of the tight ends.
That's a good pick.
Kelsey's 31. Kittle's 27. Waller's 28. Kyle Pitts is 20. 20. Okay, so you have a long mode. Time. You have at least 11 years before he's Kelsey's age.
Wow.
Okay, so now, if you had waited, the quarterbacks that are available would be Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields, Trey Lance. But we didn't wait. But now
and
you want to go running back or receiver? Now, let's look at the receivers. You got Scary Terry. You got Jamar Chase, Chris Godwin, Allen Robinson are the top 4 suggestions.
Now,
take Najee Harris. Najee Harris running the Pittsburgh offense, right? I mean,
you have to go. Oh, my God. But here's the thing, guys. CEH is so young.
Yep. I think he might be the same. I think he's the same age as Najee Harris.
However, which this is the roundabout, so it's going to be a while before we go again, right?
Right.
Go back to wide receivers real quick.
Let's see. Yeah, Scary Terry.
The only thing
you don't take him, he'll be gone. He'll be gone by the time you come back.
Yeah, but I feel like with Godwin, he's not going to be there that much longer. Is he on his final year? Or did he re-sign?
He re-signed for a year. They franchise tagged him.
Okay.
So I think they could franchise tag him one more time or sign him to an extension.
So he's probably going to leave when Brady leaves.
Right.
Let's go back to running back.
Yeah, I think you got to go running back on this one.
I think I got to go Najee. Najee, whatever.
What do you think? Go with the young guy. The Steelers are going to go with that big dog.
That's a good pick.
All right.
It's a really young like team. That good.
No committee that we know of at this.
Oh, Ricky, Keenan Allen went just before your pick.
Keenan Allen's got some years on him now, but oh wow,
Mike Evans is available. So is Galladay. You like Galladay?
Galladay's nice because Galladay's good. So I
let's see. Do you guys like this the way this looks, or do you like this?
I like the way
this looks. This is cool. Yeah, this works.
Honestly, if you want to know what I really want to do,
yes,
like kind of, I want to take. Let's scroll up a little because look at that tight end who's left. Mark Andrews is a top five tight end. Scroll up again so I can see the remaining running backs and everything. When you look at wide receivers, you don't have a top five wide receiver. You don't have a top five running back. So why not grab a top five tight end? And then because when I know, but I still have a flex. And what if Pitts just doesn't do it this year? I have Mark Andrews. Or if Pitts tears it up, I can sell Mark Andrews for a lot because he's going to be a top five. I can then say, look, he's getting you this, this, that. So get Mark Andrews. I think there's a lot of
You like him more than TJ Hawkinson. I know the rankings like him more, but I think TJ Hawkinson's the first option. I mean, those are both going to be run-based offenses.
I think you're forgetting who's throwing to TJ Hawkinson.
I'll give you that. So, all right, so we're going Andrews.
But didn't Jared Goff? Wasn't he pretty successful throwing to Higbee? I mean, he
likes throwing because Higbee was a top five tight end, and everyone wanted to draft him and have him on their team. Mark Andrews,
right? But what I'm saying is Goff to tight end is like
I was being sarcastic.
Successful.
All right, so we had Andrews go there, and this is our short run. So. Let's look at the suggestions real quick.
Now, one thing I'm thinking is now I can maybe get older running backs, older wide receivers, and then get ready to draft next year the young ones because those are just two positions, right? But those are two positions that are always in flux. Like it's high turnover compared to tight end. You know who the top seven tight ends are for years. You know who the top quarterbacks are for years. So I think this is the route I want to go.
All right, well, let's look at the – are you wanting a wide receiver? Because we don't have a wide receiver, and it's a three-wide receiver league. You got some good choices. You got Deontay, Cortland Sutton, like Jerry Cup. Judy.
I like Cooper Kupp here
in this spot.
I like Cooper, but, I mean, how do you not get Deontay?
Well, do you have any questions about Big Ben? He threw up some clunkers last year, man. He had some pretty rough games last year, man.
Yeah, he did. But, I mean, all right. I know what's going to solve it.
He did, even when he was throwing the clunkers, he ended up going after Deontay Johnson. So that was
he does. Amazing. Yeah. Now, hopefully, Deontay Johnson doesn't drop anymore. as in drop any more passes because. He had the Butterfingers last year.
I'm looking at something. It says Deontay is in tier two compared to Cooper Kupp's in tier four.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Let me see what they have them here. Georgie, this is on Fantasy Football Pros?
Fantasy Pros.
Okay. Because I think I'm going to get the same rankings here. Cooper Kupp and Deontay Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you go Deontay Johnson because I feel like even though Cooper Kupp looks super enticing,
right?
Deontay's just the better overall player, regardless.
Yeah,
did get 144 targets last year, so that was pretty sick.
He gets a lot of targets. He gets a lot of targets. Which
Cooper
is
went right after, and look at where Julio went, six.
Yep. So here we are in the. So let's look at who went in between.
Oh, you know what? And there's a lot of running backs I would want to look at. Wide receivers, such high turnover. That's going to be the last thing I fill up.
So we're looking at guys who went a lot. Both Rams receivers, Kupp and Woods. Only one running back. It looks like only one running back went there, and that was Chris Carson. Kareem Hunt went in there too. So I'm I think about that. So you got right now, you got one running back, one receiver, and two tight ends.
So
now are you looking? Do you want to go running back?
I want running back. I think.
How you like Chase Edmonds over there? Now that the starter left. Who's the starter that last year?
Kenyon Drake left, and they signed James Conner.
There you go. They signed Conner.
I don't like it I like AJ.
Melvin Gordon, your guy, Melvin Gordon, man.
No, I don't want him.
He might be there next time.
That's what I'm thinking. Who? AJ Dillon?
No, Melvin Gordon. AJ Dillon will definitely be there.
Gaskin running for Miami over there, man. I think Miami's offense is going to be take a step up.
I think that's a lookout right now. We'll look at that. Let's look at the wide receivers, Georgie, if you can.
So we got Chark, Tyler Lockett, Debo Samuel, Tyler Boyd, Will Fuller. Interesting guys all around.
I kind of like Debo's a beast.
He is.
And he's young. Let's go with Debo because Debo's just a beast. I mean, when you actually see him play, they make him do everything.
It's in year three.
Just sucked he didn't play. He just didn't play last year.
So we lost on the running backs, we lost James Robinson and
Gaskin
in there.
So what I'm thinking.
And this is going to be before we got a long stretch before this one.
Let's look at quarterback real quick.
Quarterback again? And you haven't gotten your second running back?
I just want to see
Tom Brady.
What we have. Well, for example, you got Zach Wilson, who you can sit on for – he's your backup, but you have Mac Jones.
And what about Carson Wentz? Isn't Carson Wentz reunited with, his old
– He is.
Offensive – right? His OC he or is. –
And he's only 27.
I like Carson Wentz, man. I think this year he's going to do well. And that's only because, familiarity many times breeds success. So
you're not worried about.
Let's go Carson Wentz. I'm not worried about.
You're not worried about running back?
No.
Okay.
They're crap ones anyways.
Yo creo que estás loco, but I think, we're doing this.
Hey, the guy almost won the MVP, with that same offensive coordinator, so there's something there. I don't know exactly what, but something there.
See, I still have AJ Dillon, who I would want, possibly Damian Harris, even though I hate New England running back.
Right. Trey Sermon.
Zach Moss looked great. They look like they don't want to go to Singletary.
So you're definitely looking running back on this one, right?
No, I'm looking at running backs currently because I want to see what we have available. I'm trying to see, what are other people going to get? I would get Chase Edmonds if I could guarantee I get Connor. I would get Moss or Dillon, but I feel like I can wait. So now I know I'm done with quarterback. Don't got to look at them at all. So let's look at wide receiver, see what they got, because that's really the only other position, right?
We got Samuel. Taking his talents to Washington. You got Michael Gallup, Jalen Reagor, Robbie Anderson with the new quarterback, his old quarterback.
Exactly. Darnold. He did well. I like Robbie Anderson in this spot.
Man. I like Robbie Anderson in this spot too. Let me just take a quick look at what we might lose. Yeah, I love Robbie Anderson in this spot.
His old QB, George, they're reunited.
Now you've got seven picks until your next one. Do you think Robbie Anderson could be there still? We could grab.
No, I want to. Who would you get instead?
I'm worried about the running back. I'd probably go Edmonds and take the chance that Robbie Anderson will be there in seven picks. That's what I would do.
That's true. Only seven picks.
If you take Robbie Anderson, I'd want to see if Trey Sermon is there on the next one. Trey Sermon or Melvin Gordon is there on the next one. It's.
I think it's seven picks.
Yeah.
A QB win-win. Will probably go. Maybe one or two QBs will probably go. So, yeah, I think at least one of those guys will be available.
We're in the ninth round. Daniel Jones is still out there. Tom Brady's still out there. I mean, I know he's right. I know he's 44. He's still Tom Brady.
Just do Robbie. Let's go with gut. Let's just go with gut and see if we're going to get cut with a knife.
All right. He said it was a 95% chance that he
would. Chase Edmonds went.
Edmonds did go.
Sermon didn't, though.
You got Sermon and Gordon and Dylan, three guys you like.
We got to go with Sermon. That's what Georgie was alluding to. It's a crappy pick. I'm just going to say that because San Fran, who's going to be their running back?
It's either him or Raheem Mostert.
Or who else?
Well, Jeff Wilson just blew out his meniscus, so he's out at least 4 to 6 months, which may be the whole season. And it's Raheem Mostert, Trey Sermon, and Wayne Gallman. I think Trey Sermon has a good chance to be the guy, and that's a great offensive line.
Let me see what other running backs there are.
Well, you got Melvin Gordon. He's your other guy too.
The thing about Melvin Gordon is how much he's been running for years already.
And is he going to keep the job after you know, even with Javonte Williams? So that's interesting. He may be a running back for a year. So you're thinking in the super, you know, you're thinking in the dynasty standpoint, is he a running back for 1 year? And then unless he has a big season, he's maybe an afterthought next year, maybe somebody's backup. So yeah, whereas someone like Sermon or Harris. He's even behind
A.J. Dillon and my other thing. So yeah. I think you go, let's get A.J. Dillon. Let's get Zach Moss. Let's start going young and just developing running backs. Because obviously we're not going to be the best in any one position. We're going to be weak in some spots. So if we make ourselves weak in running back, that's the one thing we have to keep growing year through year. So I think because of how young you can get running backs and how quick their life is, I'd rather have to look for a good running back than any other position. So let's just go young. Let's go with.
Heck, what do you think?
I agree. Okay. Like you said, the shelf life on running backs is definitely short.
Who's better, Trey Sermon or A.J. Dillon? Who has a better outlook?
I think Sermon, because I think he's got the chance to be the number one guy. A.J. Dillon is going to be the number two guy, no matter, because of Aaron Jones.
All right, you know what? Let's get Sermon, and if A.J. Dillon's still there, let's get Dillon.
Okay. Boom.
And then if Moss is there, let's get Moss.
All right.
I know. Away we go.
All right. Who went? Let's see. Who went? This is a big one. So we got
Damien Harris, Melvin Gordon.
A lot of running backs.
AJ Dillon went. Oh, Jeff Wilson. So they said that helped you because you're like, that's Davian. That's a guy. Who cares if he went?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's look back at our cheat sheet. Okay. Your boy Zach Moss is there. Wide receivers. Now we've got a full wide receiver room. Three wide receivers.
Any of those names.
You don't like Mooney?
No, Moore, Mooney, Mike Williams, I don't even like. Gabe Davis,
he could be the number two
guy. These are all number two guys on their own teams. I'm not going to waste my time with that.
Hey, we're in round one.
Can I just make
one? But this is what I mean by this. They're not going to be number ones. They're not going to be a lot of money later. It's like I'd rather than get one of them, I'd rather get like a 20-year-old maybe phenom and sit on that.
Can I make one thing out? Father Time, 11. We're at the 11:09 right now, and Tom Brady's still on the board. That to me is amazing, amazing. So, but yeah, we want to go running back on this one.
We want to go with Moss,
Zach Moss.
He's still got the upside. He could do that year two jump that you guys know.
We can get Singletary on the wraparound or even after that.
Let's see. All right, we got Moss.
Oh, Singletary's gone.
Singletary went. Brady went.
Tom Brady.
Oh, Mike Williams went. David Johnson went. All right. Not a lot of receivers went in there. I know you don't love the guys there. So at this point we have filled out a lineup. So now we're grabbing bench guys. So the depth, looking at guys with upside.
You mentioned Gabe Davis, George. He'll be number two to Stephon in Buffalo.
Looking like he could be the number two there. They don't really have a tight end.
That's great for bench. I mean, you know, especially you take a flyer. Why, you know,
Mooney's another guy.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He's the guy from USC. He got picked in the fourth round by Detroit. So USC connection. There's been
USC connection. Jared Goff. I say no.
Okay. That's kind of a reach anyway. I think he's, we might get him in a one or two rounds.
Well, obviously, yeah, this is all going to be.
Miko Hardman's available. High flying KC offense.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
But what a.
For a bench spot, that might be a nice filler there.
Scroll up, Georgie, so I can see the running backs.
Hines, PPR guy, is Carson Wentz gonna check down enough?
I mean, I think how old is Philip Lindsay? Because I don't.
Philip Lindsay's only like 25 or 26.
Yeah, he's young.
He's pretty young,
and he's really good. And the guy ahead of him's kind of slow. And I don't like Johnson.
David Johnson. See, and Mark Ingram is there too.
Oh, that's crowded.
Crowded. That's just crowded and a crappy team that's going to have to throw a lot because their defense did not do much to fix itself.
Right. So running in the second half will be limited, shall we say.
So are you looking running back or receiver?
I'm looking running back.
Or tight end. There's some tight ends that are interesting.
I mean, yeah.
Gesicki would be Gesicki is still be available there. That guy was just like a touchdown machine last year. What did he have last year, George? Does it have the stats on there? What Gesicki did last year? See, like every game, the guy was scoring.
He was also injured for a little. So
yeah, 53, six TDs. So yeah. He did have a game where he was injured.
Go ahead, draft him.
All right, I think that's a good pick because I think that offense is going to take a step forward with
Tua. Yes, absolutely, I agree. I like Gesicki. Right. I think he's a solid pick.
All right, and then Fantasy Pros said, so that we started the run tight ends.
So at this point, yeah, you definitely have to look up.
So at this point, we're looking at pure value.
Mm-hmm.
We got four picks left. Obviously, in a bigger league, you're picking more. To me, the thing that I think is very interesting, muy interesante, Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill are still there.
I was just looking at Taysom Hill. I'm just curious as to why Taysom Hill is listed as a QB. It almost seems like he should be listed as
still
like
a QB player.
I know, I get that, but
he's in the competition.
So you know what I mean? He does so much more. He plays running back. He plays wide receiver. So it almost seems like. At this point of fantasy football, there should be like a new designation as like a utility player where you can just
But he could be the starter. The thing is, he could be the starter. If he's going to be the starting QB, there's no other designation.
I guess it's a good point. Yeah, but I don't think. What's the consensus as far as like probability for Taysom Hill to beat out Jameis Winston? Because I from everything I've seen, Winston pretty much has the job. I mean, is there anything that says otherwise?
Well, I think the only thing that says otherwise is that nobody's been named, so they're keeping the competition open. And last year, when they had a few games open with Breeze, they ended up going with Taysom Hill for three games as a starter. So, if I were to put my money on it, I'm putting it on Jameis. I think Jameis re-signed with the idea that he's going to be the starter.
Yeah. Do you think Sean Payton just platoons him? I mean, quarterback by committee.
Oh, that would be so ugly.
QBBC.
If I were to put my money down, it would be on Jameis being the starter and Taysom Hill being like that slash guy that comes in, does the
crazy plays.
Yeah, does
also to play some running back and just throw the defenses off, keep them, a little bit, keep them guessing a little bit. So he's like a Swiss Army knife. Keep the defenses guessing. That's always good to have on your team.
So Ricky, with four picks left, anything you're looking at?
Gabriel Davis. I think you guys said it. And I think
we sold you on Gabriel Davis. Hey,
he's got good upside right now. It's good upside and it's good immediate value just in case.
Good value, exactly. You start talking about value picks, I think that's a great value pick. If he's going to be the number two on a high-powered Buffalo offense, I think that's a great pick.
John Brown left. I think that's a good pick. All right, so now we got three picks left. Do we go running back, receiver, tight end? Jameis Winston still there? This is so fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, if he does well, that offense is going to do well. I mean, you still have Michael Thomas. You still have Alvin Kamara. I mean, damn.
You still got that great. And Greg Cosell said he thinks that theirs is the best offensive line in football. So he's not going to get hit a lot.
Yeah, I think you would have to go, I would say pick Jameis Winston.
Yeah. Jamal Williams. I will say Jamal Williams is interesting in the fact that he could, at this point in the draft, here we are in round 14, he's one of those guys that it's going to be a carry split in Detroit. And does Jamal Williams, get 125 to 150 rushing attempts? So that to me is the one thing. When you get down to the wide receivers, I mean, there's some interesting guys. I mean, Paris Campbell coming off of another year lost to injury, but he's still so highly regarded. And then Mecole Hardman, Mr.
I think you go with the highest ceiling, and that's got to be Campbell. Campbell or Slayton.
Oh, that's right. Slayton's another guy that could be there late. I think Slayton will be there. Slayton, there's a chance. We got 17 picks, and there's a possibility he'll be there. But well, let's see. You get Campbell. You guys feeling good about Campbell?
Let's do it.
I like Campbell.
Yeah. I'm on this.
Let's go.
Let's see what happens. Not a lot of guys got taken off.
Latavius, Sony Michel.
Oh, Jameis just went. Javian Hawkins, a guy that we need to really keep an eye on him, because he's going to be backing up Mike Davis in Atlanta, unless they sign another running back. And that one's going to be vamos a ver. That one.
What's his name?
Javian Hawkins. He's a skinny guy, very very slight build, but he could be kind of like that slasher receiving, running back receiving threat out of the backfield.
Hmm. Cool.
So, all right. So we got two picks left, Ricky. And we just grabbed Paris Campbell there. Interesting.
I don't want Kelly, because then you got to get Jackson.
Mecole, KC, man.
It's like, do you get
some KC real estate, man?
In my head, in a draft, I'd be like, do I just get the next two Pittsburgh running backs and cement that position? Because usually Pittsburgh running backs are good, and if I'm going to have these people forever, maybe I pick up Snell and McFarland. That's how I would do it if this was the full draft with all 26 picks.
Right. If you get the extra 8 picks, I think.
But McFarland's right there, so I feel like you got to get him. They already
That Joshua Kelly,
because then you need Justin Jackson, and then you're also hoping Eckler leaves. So it's like, no, mm-hmm. Too many fish. If I'm gonna be part of that, I have to have the lead dog, and I don't. So that's why
we got 7.
That's
picks.
Why I'll get McFarland. The only other thing is, I mean, I don't know. The wide receivers still look bunched. I don't want any of them. Bryan Edwards is the only one that has any mythical upside.
So according to these rankings, Mecole Hardman will still be there. The way everything is lining up on the left hand.
People love him, but it's like he's hit or miss.
Well, I'm just saying he's the top ranked receiver right now.
Uh-huh.
And he's still tied to KC, and they didn't add anybody, and they lost Sammy Watkins. So to me, that he's very intriguing.
A couple more targets.
In the 15th round. That to me, that's what I'm thinking. In the 15th round, he's intriguing. So, and Joshua Kelly to me is intriguing, but I see the McFarland idea. Kelly's intriguing just because I think he could slide into that second, that complimentary role to Austin Eckler.
But I'm not going to use him, Georgie. That's where I'm like, where I see it, it's like Kelly's useful to me if Eckler gets injured. McFarland's useful to me if Najee Davis gets injured or he starts doing bad, because it's just a great handcuff. So either way, I don't expect either of them to actually play for my team. So I'm willing to take the risk and just get the handcuff.
So you don't think that you don't think so I'm going to make one last pitch for Kelly. I get what you're doing. We're going to do that. But when it comes to Kelly, I think there is a very distinct possibility we could see between Eckler, with him and Eckler being, you know, Ingram and Kamara, or you know, that kind, or like Chubb and Hunt last
year. I don't like that. I don't like being part of that. I do not like having a player for that, especially when it's the lesser.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be the number two guy. So, all right,
and at least with McFarland, Harris is still a rookie.
Yeah.
It's still a lot of unproven. So I need some insurance on that, especially because of how high I picked him.
All right. Well, let's grab him.
Yeah.
Because I think we're coming up on an hour.
You're making me get emotional, guys.
Also, so we've done our job. Okay, so this is our last pick for this one. Obviously, in your other pick, you're gonna have 10 more rounds. Brady's gone.
I know.
But
pick Jordan Love, man. He's gonna start.
Yeah. You know, interesting. You got Cam Newton's gonna be a starter. Roethlisberger in Superflex. You've already picked three QBs. At this point in the draft, not bad choices. I would expect all the quarterbacks to be gone by now.
Right.
So
yeah, you get some starters.
I've got two guys I'm suggesting for this one. One is Hardman. I've already talked about him. You're buying a chunk of the KC defense in the 16th.
That's right. Round. Get that real estate, man. Get that KC real estate, man.
The other one is Adam Trautman. He's that year two tight end in that New Orleans offense. So that to me is the one thing he's, you know, they lost Jared Cook to your Chargers, Ricky. So that to me.
And Sean Payton's offense relies on tight end, you know, pretty significant. I mean, going back to Jimmy Graham, right. You know,
yeah.
So you can be a pretty solid receiver. You know, if you're, you know, a tight end in the Saints office can definitely get some points for you. And if you're picking what round are we in, like 15, 14,
16.
So yeah, 16th round, you can get, you know, maybe the top tight end on their high powered Saints offense. I would throw him on my bench. Yeah, heck yeah.
What do you think, Rick?
Who are you guys talking about?
Adam Trautman.
No, why would you want to get a fourth tight end?
Let's just throw it out there.
The
value.
That?
Yeah.
The value's there, but it's like getting someone a golden umbrella, but they live in the desert. Yeah. It's worth a lot, but they're never going to use it. So, I mean,
so damn heavy.
I'm trying, at this point, I'm like,
how do you fold it? Like, it's a golden umbrella. Like, how does it fold?
There's ways, man. You can drink gold. I'm sure you can fold it. I think you got to go with an investment. You guys want value. I want an investment.
Do it, man. Bitcoin.
Through the moon. I mean, I'm looking at Bryan Edwards. I'm looking at an investment, a hit or miss. I don't want something that I'm looking at trading later.
I know you like Slayton too. He's year three. He's there.
About Lazard. I mean, if
I like Edwards.
I don't like Lazard. Edwards, I just hate his quarterback and his team.
Mm.
So,
how about Aguilar?
Who would you pick? No. Who would you pick?
Mecole Hardman. Just have a piece of the KC real estate, man. Mecole Hardman. That'd
be my pick at this point too.
When Tyreek Hill was injured, did Mecole Hardman get Tyreek Hill numbers?
No. So but he was a rookie. He was a rookie still learning the offense.
Mm-hmm. Gotta give him that.
So, go ahead, draft him. I think Slayton. I think Slayton will still be there.
Slayton, I think, would still be there too. This is the last pick.
Dun dun dun.
All right, let's see. Let's see what they
draft grade.
Aye. They didn't like your running backs.
My running backs are super weak. I agree with that because you have my running backs have zero carries in the NFL.
Well, I'm sure that's why. So it's skewed. Obviously, Fantasy Pros doesn't have the ability to.
I don't think I'd give it that bad a grade.
It's not an F for sure. That's not an F.
I would have liked to have gone
quarterback. I would have liked to have gone quarterback. I mean, running back earlier instead of Pitts. But there were a lot of picks in there that I liked.
It's dynasty. Yeah. I have to think of either value now or invest, and I don't want any wide receiver two on any team at all. There's no reason. You either get the number one receiver on a team, or you get a guy who's going to become the number one wide receiver a couple years later, 3 years later. No reason to get a guy who's only going to average 5 to 12 points, and you're never going to use him, and he's never going to become tradable. That's like, why? Like with Slayton, even that to me is like, but like you said, second, or what is he, third year?
See, and yeah, he's in his third year. Him and Hardman are going to their third year.
And Edwards is on his second year. So
I think the one thing I saw in this one before we wrap up is the fact that on this draft, I think Fantasy Pros was less aggressive when it came to the quarterback, because when you go super flex, you're really hammering the quarterbacks. I almost feel like I see all 32 quarterbacks are gone, or most of them are gone by like the 10th round. And we had I think it was Brady went in like the 14th round or something like that.
Right.
You know, this is local. I know he's crazy. Old, but he's still got 5-6 years left because he's going to play till he's 50.
And he has a ring. He just won a ring.
And that's where it's like, think about it. I feel like we did great with quarterbacks. I love the selection I got. And I can get Jordan Love later, who we know is going to start for Green Bay within 2-3 years. And we know Green Bay is going to try to put a good team on the field no matter what because of their fan base. So I feel like that's where I would want to go next as the draft goes. So it's like, get quarterbacks early and then get value late.
Yeah. And I think one of the things I would have liked to have gone a running back.
You got early. Too many damn tight ends.
You just don't like it, Gesicki. That's
you your got problem. Four, man. Didn't we get four? Or just three?
I think we ended up with four.
Or I think you wanted four with Trotman or whatever.
I think we did a fourth. So we went Pitts.
Well, you'll be trading. Yeah, you're the.
Yeah, we got three: Pitts, Andrews, and Gesicki. So that's
manager. So you'll be making some great trades with your tight ends, Rick, sending those to you and getting some great value.
See, and think about it. You could. That's where you trade Andrews, who you're probably not going to play because Gesicki's going to be sick, but no one's going to give you the value for him. So you trade Andrews for a really good veteran running back, someone who's older but is going to win you the championship this year. So,
and that's the beauty of doing your draft in early June, because you've got 3 months to play. You've got your team to trade around. You know, if there's something that you want, we grabbed Wentz and he's looking incredible in preseason, and somebody's light on quarterback. You could sell them for a lot. Quarterbacks are a lot more valuable in Superflex than they are in regular single quarterback leagues. Mm-hmm, so, hopefully we get that a Superflex league for Familia. So we got so many of us, but let's wrap up, Primos, because, it's Memorial Day. It's time to go get some carne asada and some cerveza.
Let's go. And pick some up.
It's time to go make bad decisions.
Vámonos. No, definitely great decisions. Otra vez, all of our troops, muchas gracias. Thank you for making our country safe. Thank you for walking that wall for us. And thank you to those
who are no longer with us.
Those who've laid down
the ultimate sacrifice.
We're remembering those. Gracias por. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. Thank you for laying down your life for la patria. So thanks to you, Primos, and thank you. Eso es todo for our show. Thanks again to Anchor for being our hosting network and making sure our independent podcast gets out in the Familia community. Please make sure to subscribe. Please make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Ojalá, if you guys like seeing our faces, keep an eye out for our Beat Writer series. We're going to continue that for the next couple months as we lead up to training camp. And make sure you're following our original content at FamiliaFFB.com and our Twitter and Instagram at Familia FFB. You can find me at Jorge Martin 17. Hector.
What the heck to tease?
And Ricardo.
Ricky Torres TV.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget our Familia FFB Facebook page. Gracias, everybody. Have a wonderful Memorial Day. And remember, todos somos familia.
Adios, amigos.
Salud.